From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, October the 8th. Forty-niners corner Richard Sherman went after Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield after Monday night's San Francisco rout, telling NFL Network's Mike Silver that Mayfield refused to shake hands with the Niners captains at the coin toss. Video later surfaced on social media showing a brief handshake, and when I reached Sherman on Tuesday, he said it was that Mayfield ran back to his sideline after the toss without acknowledging the San Francisco players that angered he and his teammates. "He pissed us off," Sherman told me. "We put a foot in his ass. End of story." The undefeated Niners play against the Rams in LA on Sunday. Despite more practice video showing Saquon Barkley looking good participating in football drills, ESPN reported Tuesday that the Giants running back is unlikely to play on Thursday night against the Patriots in Foxborough. Barkley suffered a high ankle sprain, the kind that routinely sidelines players for a month or two, in a Week 3 win over the Bucs, which means returning Thursday would have Barkley back 18 days after the injury. New York plays the Cardinals in Week 7. Coming back then would give the tailback 4 weeks rest. The Bills on Monday traded wide receiver Zay Jones to the Raiders for a 2021 fifth-round pick. The Raiders have had depth issues at the position since releasing Antonio Brown 2 days before their season opener. Jones had 56 catches for 652 yards and 7 touchdowns last year, but saw his playing time nosedive with the arrival of John Brown and Cole Beasley. Jones was in on just one offensive snap in Buffalo's win over the Titans on Sunday, putting him sixth among Bills receivers in playtime after playing a season-high 58 snaps the week before against New England. And finally, 49ers fullback Kyle Juszczyk is believed to have sprained his MCL, an injury suffered during the team's blowout win over the Browns. Juszczyk is having an MRI on Tuesday to ascertain the extent of the damage. That's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.